You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
From the WLCX newsroom, I'm Terry Barr. Governor Tony Evers announcing some job fairs as the State Department of Workforce Development attempts to recruit recently fired federal workers. 8 virtual events are being held in April. Evers says he wants displaced federal workers, especially with experience in healthcare, engineering, and law enforcement, to get a fresh opportunity.
The federal employees in Wisconsin that are getting bumped out of their jobs, they're doing good work. People wonder why they're being laid off to begin with, or fired. And so we know they're good workers, and we always have vacancies in state government. We want to make sure that they have a good landing place.
The virtual job fairs are free. Register on the DWD website. If you enjoy the popular Amtrak Borealis line running through the La Crosse area, you'll want to know passengers are now being bussed between St. Paul and Chicago. Officials say a routine inspection found some corrosion issues on several of the cars and pulled those off the line. It's not yet known how long the train will be out of service to riders. Meanwhile, a steep increase in gas prices the last couple of days. But as Melissa Kay explains, it's to be expected.
Gas prices jumped over 19 cents during the past week for an average of $3.05 today. This is 20.4 cents higher than a month ago, but more than 34 cents lower than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say the spike in prices has nothing to do with politics or tariffs, which remain paused. The jump was driven by the final step in the transition to summer gasoline across much of the nation, which happens every year.
And the average unleaded price for gas is $3.08 a gallon around La Crosse. And construction is planned for Highway 16 in La Crosse. Work will begin on the road on Tuesday, April 7th, but plan ahead. Crews say there will be delays. I'm Terry Barr. You are listening to 1490 AM WLCX.
The Brewers lose to the Yanks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing 4-2 on opening day at Yankee Stadium. A positive was Vinny Capra getting the start at third base and hitting a home run on his first at-bat of the season.
I thought it was a pretty special moment. Yeah, I mean, a win is what we're trying for, but first at-bat to want to do. Stuck to the plan and kind of ended up working out. So
Brewers pitcher Freddy Peralta on Capra's shot that sailed over the left field wall.
It was impressive. You know, and at the same time, it's a little weird because we can get a little used to see him doing it during spring training. Hopefully that he keeps doing it that well. I think that he has a lot of things to prove, good things for him, for his career, and for the team.
The crew loaded the bases top of the ninth, but former Brewer Devin Williams got out of the jam, retiring Jackson Chourio and Christian Yelich for the save. The two teams have the night off. They'll play tomorrow at noon. NBA, Bucks basketball tonight. They host the Knicks in Milwaukee. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. If you're headed to the theater this weekend, here are some flicks that might be worth a look. If you're in the mood for a horror comedy, check out Death of a Unicorn, starring Paul Rudd and Jenna Ortega, as a father-daughter duo headed to a party when they accidentally kill a unicorn. The film is pulling an almost fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes at 57%, and it's rated R. Another horror film opening is The Woman in the Yard, about an ominous-looking woman who mysteriously appears in a family's yard and gives dire warnings. No reviews in yet, so proceed with caution. Action fans might want to check out Jason Statham's new movie called A Working Man, where Statham's character is a mild-mannered construction worker with a special forces military background. You might think you've heard this story before, but no. This is much different than his last film, where he was a trained killer hiding his identity as a beekeeper. In A Working Man, Statham goes after the human traffickers who have kidnapped his boss's daughter. Be careful out there, folks. Pretty much everyone with a mild-mannered job is a trained killer. Let's go to the movies. Actor Bill Murray does not have many regrets over his 50-year career, but the Lost in Translation star appeared on the Howard Stern Show recently and did say he regrets turning down Clint Eastwood. Murray was enamored with some of Eastwood's earlier work and called him. Eastwood asked Murray if he would ever do another military role along the lines of Stripes. Murray told Stern he had sort of a been there, done that attitude and passed on what was most likely the film Heartbreak Ridge. And to this day, he still apologizes to Eastwood. Apparently, the phrase raw dogging has more than one meaning. Actor Patrick Warburton has taken credit for creating the practice by way of his character Putty from Seinfeld. Raw dogging refers to a travel trend in which a passenger boards a flight with no form of entertainment and doesn't even sleep. They just sit there and stare like Putty did on Seinfeld. Sound fun? It might be until it drives Elaine crazy and she breaks up with you. Yellowstone appears to be birthing yet another spinoff. Luke Grimes will revise his role as Casey Dutton. There are no storylines available yet, but the show will be produced by MTV Studios. Other Yellowstone spinoffs include 1883 and 1923, which is currently in its second season on Paramount+. Another anticipated Yellowstone spinoff will star Cole Hauser and Kelly Riley as Rip and Beth. It does not yet have a title. Ageism is still alive in Hollywood, but it's not as bad as it used to be for women, according to actress Cate Blanchett. The actress recently told Business Insider that when she started in the biz, an actress had a shelf life of 5 years. In Blanchett's case, it probably doesn't hurt that she's an Oscar winner. The actress is in the midst of a 30-year run with no sign of let-up in sight. The Elizabeth star credits more women producers and writers in positions of power that are more likely to develop roles and content for women. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wamba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be partly cloudy, really warm, and a little breezy by this afternoon. Our high today, 82. Tonight, a few scattered showers and thundershowers, 45. Tomorrow, cloudy showers, 53 with rain. Pretty good rain likely tomorrow night into Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.